Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
He is worthy to be praised. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. For this I'll give you unlike the old saints, they like to talk about it, and they were called roll for waking me up this morning, started me on my way, putting food on my table and clothes on my back, letting my moments roll on a little while longer. And they were a little bit older, and they said certain stuff that didn't start making sense to me until recently. They said, I thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I know it's sermon time, but the Pentecost is an experience. It's a time, and I want to slow down before we get started, because until they were in one place on one accord, and I don't want to start until we can all get together and make sure we are all a part of that group that came together to say, I'm not perfect, but I know a perfect God. I came needing to fill me up. I didn't want him to visit me. I needed him to sit with me. I didn't make it through this week by me. I made it because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. I'm excited about today, y'all. I'm really trying to slow down so y'all can catch up, because I don't want to leave nobody. God has been amazing. He has shown me he's good at being God all by himself. He don't need no help. Book of Acts. I really wanna spend a little moment today, because I feel like if this allows us to really grasp this word, I really think is going to change Victory. I was sitting while the choir was singing, and I normally ask him to hide me behind the desk, and I just started thanking you for who you are, what you've done for me, for every mountain that they thought was going to take me over. I came over the mountain. When I told them what he said, they said I couldn't do it without them. But here I am. Okay, let's go. Acts 2. Y'all come on. I'll be here all day, I promise you. I have been looking forward to Sunday. I've been looking forward to Sunday. Acts 2, verses 1 through 4, and then we're going to jump down to verse 46 through 47. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as the rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothing tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Oh my God. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's jump down to 46. It says this, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat and with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such as should have be saved. I want to talk from this thought, unified by fire. Unified by fire. Acts 2 doesn't really start in Acts 2. And if you start in Acts 2, you will get an unappliable view of what an experience with God is really like. Because everybody is ready to be in the same room on one accord, but they don't know how we all got to the same room on one accord. And what you really see in Acts 2 starts in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It really starts with 11 random people that met a random man and bought into who he said he was. They signed up to be with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the text is continual proof that they never got it, who he was and what he was going to do, because they asked him crazy questions all the time. He even knew they didn't know who he was or even the expectation, because when he asked them, who am I? They started talking about what other folks said. And the one person in the room that got it right, he didn't give him credit. You are the Son. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. They had seen signs not to doubt who he was. But the plan didn't seem to work out like they thought he would. He told them he was going to rule. And he died. He said he was going to build a kingdom. And he died in somebody else's. They seen him do for other people what he didn't do for himself. And he died. Didn't he die? He died. Till the sun refused to shine. He died. earth reeled and rocked like a drunken man. He died. He died into his head, dropped into the locks of his shoulders. He did. He died until they had to put him in a tomb. He did die. And the same one that told you that he was the Son of God. Have you ever had to bury something that you thought had more promise? You've outlived what you thought the promise of that thing was. To the point, he died. To the point that he surprises them, shows up at his own repast. They're sitting in the room with the door locked, and y'all missed it. The ghost didn't walk through the door. The man, Christ Jesus, walks through this door and shows them the holes in his hand. Can't touch a ghost. Then he tabernacled among them for 40 days. In Acts 1, he gives one of the biggest speeches that the believer should get when they come into the kingdom. I give you power to be my witnesses. And after this great, glorious proclamation, he steps on the cloud and ascends to heaven. Well, brethren, how do you know that it happened like that? Well, because when he went up, the eyes went up. Somebody walked up and said, "Why are you men gazing?" Okay, I'm sorry. I got to get to this text. Day 40, he steps on what science tells us shouldn't be able to be stepped on. It steps on a cloud and raises up physical. See, I don't know what your theology has taught you, but the Spirit Jesus is not in heaven. Physical Jesus is in spiritual heaven. How does it work? It's not for me to know. Well, how do you know he's there? Because the Spirit didn't get up at the tomb. The body got up with all power. So what ascended had to be the physical body of Jesus. Goes up the cloud on day 40. I got to get up. He steps on the cloud and he goes up. And because that we live as people and always want to do what God said do, we try to recreate what God had before he shifted. Somebody looked around, said, "Jesus picked 12. It ain't but 11 of us. We need to fill spots." Wait, Jesus just finished talking. It's read in my Bible. He just finished. He never said call a vote. The first thing they do is try to replace Judas. And because that's what happened between day 40 and day 50. I call it man's days. That's when you do what you think God should have done. If God was going to do something, he should have. He never said, he said, go and wait. I'm sending. I'm not making it up, y'all. He says that I'm going away, but you will receive power. They didn't wait on power. They called the vote. They voted in Matthias. And from Acts 1 through Revelation, we don't see him again. Because you fool around and put somebody in the group that God never ordained to be in the space. There's a danger of putting unsupposed people in holy spaces. And they gathered 50 days after the resurrection for the feast. Y'all don't talk to me. For the Feast of Weeks that was to be celebrated after Passover. Come here real quick. Because they were still Jewish men. They were doing Jewish traditions. And if you remember that we call it the Last Supper, but they were really gathering in the place for the Passover. We call it communion, but that was really the Passover for them. And 50 days after Passover, they were supposed to have, y'all don't talk to me, they were supposed to gather for the Feast of Weeks. And the Feast of Weeks, they would come together because of what was given to them on Mount Sinai. Y'all don't talk to me. But God has a way of changing what somebody else was doing and making it holy. Jesse, I'm not making it up. It's all throughout the text. Jesus did it with the Passover. He says, y'all gathering for what happened in Egypt. Let me tell you what's going to happen on the cross. And you celebrate me putting water on top of each other, but I'm going to show you how I can put all of your sins on my back and still get me into heaven. Y'all don't want to talk. Talk to me. I know what you think, but God, I think I need two or three people for a second with me that'll say, God, I thank you for shifting what I thought it was for and making it for something else. Yeah. You thought the firing, watch this, was to tear you down, but it was for God to make room for the real purpose you had in your life. You thought them walking out on you was God showing absence in your life. But God says, I can't fill you up. You're already full of something. I'm better at putting you back together than they were at breaking. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because sometimes God lets you go through stuff to see who he is better. I've been up here already too long. The problem is that sometimes God sends you through some stuff so you can see him as some stuff. Pause, rewind, come back again, the thing again. God sends you through some stuff so you can see him as some stuff. Come close to me. That God will allow you to get sick just so you can say he is a healer. He will let you get down to your last dime so you can say he is a provider. He will let people walk out of your life so you can say when I was down to nothing, God was up to something. God will let people bless you and that you don't even know their name, and then let the people that do know your name curse you, and he'll say that he's a friend to the friendless. God will let you sit on the front row and say goodbye to your parent, and then on the other side and say he's a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless. Because God will shift. Y'all don't want to talk to me. He will shift your life. Yeah, you thought you joined a church. God says, I'm going to make you a champion. I got to get out of here. Three things. I'm done, y'all. Three things we see in this text. I'm not gonna be before you long because I really want us. I'm already at about 11. I'm at 11. I'm trying to bring y'all up to me. But either you gonna catch up, or y'all don't wanna talk to me. Either you. It's only so long I'm gonna sit in the car and blow Tony before they. I'm gonna leave somebody. Y'all don't wanna talk to me. Three things this text Taylor teach y'all. Y'all ready for these? The first one is agreement. They was in the same place on one accord. They were in the same place on one accord. Watch people that get into the room with you that don't want what you want. They were all in the same place on one accord. What if God hadn't done what he was going to do because of who you invited to the room? Yeah, I'm going to call you and ask you for prayer, but I need to know what are you praying? I don't need to stand in agreement with you. Give me your prayer resume. Has he heard from you? Have you? I'm going to give y'all this one. Y'all ready for this? First one we see about this agreement is shared anticipation. They all gathered expecting the same, y'all don't want to talk to me, promise. Because when you wait together, you win together. He's not going to show up and leave me. Thomas said when I was missing, he showed up anyway. He had to come back for me. Thomas didn't say, I'm going to miss this meeting. I'd miss. I don't care. I don't care what your reputation is. I don't care what you like. I don't care what you do. Will you wait with me? I don't care if they wrote you off, scandalized your name. Will you wait with me? I didn't ask you if you were perfect because I don't really care. Do you want what I want? You ever been to a store and what you were looking for at the store, the price thing was there, the shelf was there, but the item wasn't there? And you go in the store and you ask the person at the counter, I know y'all have this. I know you sell this because it's on the tag, but it's not on the shelf. The person in the store walks to the back of the place to go get what you've been looking for. Y'all don't want to talk to me. And somebody else comes and stands beside you and say, what are you waiting on? They don't have none on the shelf. But I sent somebody else to go get it. They don't go find nobody else. They just stand now with you. Because when they bring yours, I think I'm going to get one. Come close to me. See, the problem with some of us is that we can't share anticipation because you want to know too much about me, but you just need to know the same God I'm waiting on. Are you waiting on him to show up for you? Are we in we over me? This ain't about me, baby, but do you want what I want? Are you coming for an experience? Or are you just coming to watch something? Because this here is a participation sport. We got to come together and do this thing together. If you came to watch me, baby, go on, come back tomorrow. Because I came looking for I need two or three people that'll be in the same place on one accord with me as tired of having regular church and say, God, fill the room. Don't fill me, fill the whole room. I want everybody connected to me. I'm not going to leave you. If you came looking for what I came looking for, you should get some too. I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care what nobody else got going on. I came looking for a miracle. Came looking for you to move. I came looking for you to shake something loose. God, even if it's me, move me. It's a shared anticipation. Great theologian Luther Ingram said this. Your mama and daddy said it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I don't care what the people. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because I don't care what nobody else say. But do you want to be here? Because if you want to be here, then we can fight anything together. I don't mind fighting for you, but I'm not going to fight you for you. I don't care how much we like each other. If we ain't going to the same destination, sooner or later, we're going to have to split. Shared anticipation. Second one, I really got to be, get out of here, y'all. It's sacrificial agreement, alignment. Because to be in agreement, you're going to have to sacrifice what you want for what we want. I might not get what I want, but did we get what we wanted? I didn't get the record, but did we get the win? Ah. They didn't put me in the game, but I made sure all of the starters had their water. I thought you was on the team. I was a water boy today. They didn't need me on the field. They needed me to do this because I'm in agreement. Because if I win, we all win. Do your part. And if your part's taken, find a part to do. If it ain't your turn at the mic, become a cheerleader. That didn't move me like it should have. You didn't come to be moved. You came to help move something else. Hire a moving company and you sit in the truck. We don't need a driver. Grab the couch. Tired of coming to church with people that came to sit. You can sit at home. The chair's more comfortable. But if I came all the way here, the least I can do is say, you know what? God has been good to me. I don't care if the song was hidden or missing. You won't find out from me because I'm over here acting like I need them to understand. You didn't practice for nothing. Y'all sound like y'all had rehearsal Sunday. God, you've been good to me. You keep waiting to praise perfection. You better learn to praise it until it get right. I'm sorry. I'm trying to come. Yeah, you waiting until you get your stuff together and then you gonna shout. Baby, I learned to shout with nothing. I cut up in the world. It's a transferable skill. Think I won't. I'ma just sit here and act like everything is perfect. I ain't nobody got to do. You ain't have to do that much for me in the world. I'm sorry. First thing we have is I got to stop. I've been up here too long. That first thing you got to have is agreement. Second thing you see in this text is assignment. Text says that they suddenly came into the wind, mighty rushing wind, and filled all the house, and appeared a cloven tongues and they filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. This is one word I want to talk to, other tongues. Because the Spirit doesn't just make us shout. It also shares strategy. A group of people that come from all across the known world at that time had come to Jerusalem, and they weren't all of the same village, of the same culture, and of the same empire. They had come across many different regions and came together. And when people came together, they had different dialects and different languages. So what meant one thing in one language didn't mean that in another language. And so they came in the room, because this is where believers come, and all we know is that we believers, and they came in the room on one accord. And what the Holy Ghost did, it came in the room and gave them a assignment to say, I understand, because the Spirit, I understand you grew up in the church. They taught you that the Spirit made us like run into each other. That ain't the Spirit. Ain't the Spirit. That's excitement and emotion. Because if the Spirit only makes you dance and shout, that ain't the Spirit. That's excitement. Can I give you that the first thing that it gives you in this assignment is defined direction. That each one received tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. This is not chaos. This is coordinated. They just come up and just hollering at the wrong time, because they want to show you how deep they are. Baby, that's not God. Come, because I'm finna tap your theology. That is a spirit. But not the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it again for the people like me. That is a spirit. That is not the Spirit. Because this Spirit came and gave words to people to speak to people in a language they didn't even know how to speak before they got filled with it. Pastor, you talking about unknown tongues? That's not what I'm talking about, baby. Stick with me. Don't try to argue with me, because this is not a theological argument of tongues. Because tongues is a heavenly language, so there's two different things that we're talking about. One is about interpretation, which is when you speak in a language and you're speaking to someone in the room, and they don't understand what you're saying, because the language that you're speaking it in, there has to be someone that comes in and interprets. We say interpret in the church. The world says translator. You said it in Spanish, I'm going to say it in English, but I need you to talk slow enough, because I need them to understand what you're saying. So if I'm talking to you and you don't speak my language, the translator has to make sure that you catch the message. Yeah. But then there's another tongue that's talk a heavenly tongue. Yeah. I don't need a translator for that, because I ain't talking to you. So you not understanding ain't none of your business in the first place. Yeah. Long as the person I'm talking to catch it. Well, they just over there speaking. I don't know what they saying. They ain't talking to you. I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying. Listen, this toe right here. That these tongues is a sign that the Spirit had come. It wasn't to elevate one. Everybody got some. And as they talked in the room, people that couldn't understand each other before service started are now having conversations. Because now I've been able to understand you, because I'm filled with some. Come here real quick. Because you think that this just is about if I walked into the room. Because I've heard this before. Y'all don't, not here, but I just heard it before. You know, I don't know Spanish, but if I get filled with the Holy Ghost, he should have me talking to somebody in Spanish as if I learned Spanish day one. I had people say, you know, I never could speak that language until the Holy Spirit came upon me and I was able to speak that language. And I get that. And I'm not saying that the Spirit can't, because I don't put limits on what he can do. But what I'm saying is that the Holy Ghost will give you a language to speak sometimes and never change the language that you're speaking, but you can now speak it to a language, to a person, that now they understand you in a way that they never understood you.
Come here real quick. How many of y'all got kids that you thought you couldn't talk to, but you got in your prayer closet and been able to lay in your prayer closet and say, God, I need you to help them. I need you to save them. I need you to do something. And all of a sudden, they come to you and say, I heard you talking about me. I thank you for keep fussing at me when I didn't want to understand. That's a heavenly language, because God says, you keep on speaking, I'll do the translate. The same stuff they hated you for in one season of their life. The other season of their life, they saying, thank you for what you've done. Heavenly language. Not only does it define direction, the second thing it does is it gives you distinctive distribution. Yeah. Because not only did it give the right people the right language, the source of the distribution really do matter. I need some overbearing parents in the room that then seeing your kid put on some clothes you knew you didn't buy. Not gonna ask you, do you think that looks good on you? Not gonna ask you, is your room clean? I'm gonna ask you where you got it from. I'm not worried about what you said. Where you get that tongue from? As the Spirit gave utterance. Watch who handing you out stuff. Yeah. 'Cause see, you worried. Ooh, y'all don't want to talk to me. You worried about the people at the school saying something. You worried about people at your job saying something. You need to be worried about who gave you something. Because sometimes you bring stuff into your own environment because you didn't ask where they got it. They didn't all get the same thing, but they all got it from the same. It's the best distributor. He made sure I got what I needed. He made sure I got when I needed. He made sure I got everything that I needed. Because I'm in a season of my life. This thing that he has for me, I'm really done, y'all. It really shifts me, because I've been through too much. These disciples had been through hell. And now all of a sudden they speaking to people they never would have spoke to. Not out of arrogance, but because there was a language barrier. Ain't God so amazing? He will lift barriers. Okay, I'm done. First thing is agreement. Second thing is assignment. Last one is advancement. Yeah. They start speaking in tongues at the festival. That's proof. That's proof that there was alcohol at the festival. Because people outside the festival thought the people inside the room had got into the wine. Watch this, y'all. The problem wasn't. Because watch people that don't go through what you go through, but try to tell you why you went through what you went through. Watch getting full and keep having conversations with empty people. Pause, rewind, I'll come back again. I like this part. That watch when you get full, empty people come around. And they prove they empty by their conversation. How do you advance in spirit? The first thing you see, I got three D's, y'all ready? I'm done, I promise you. First thing you see is corporate conversation. Text says, Peter stood with the 11 and spoke boldly. I heard your whispers. I heard your gaze. I heard what you were saying. I heard what they said about you. That ain't true. Not because I don't do it. It's too early for that. Come here, super deep people. Come on. Come close under the covering. He didn't say, because see, the problem is that when you get filled, you start making unrealistic expectations on the Spirit. I've been filled, so I've been changed. I don't do that no more. Give it a chance, baby. Just hold on for a little while before you start. Have 2-3 bad days before you say you. Be consistent through a season before you tell somebody. He didn't say, I'm saved and filled, so now I don't. Goes out and says, this ain't what y'all think it is. I would have to define it if it wasn't this early. I ain't saying no drinkers are in the room. They just ain't started yet. They in here full, but it ain't by that spirit. Something else then came in the room. Oh, man, I don't want to, but I feel it. The problem is that most of us, we act like what we got in our spirit because of what we used to have. And we let people define what you do now because of what they seen you do before. I don't know how super saved, sanctified people act. I just act like I did when I used to get full out there. I start talking about stuff I hadn't talked about in a long time. Crying about folks I ain't even know I missed no more. I'm dancing and it ain't even my song just because I got full. It's a corporate conversation. I'm not going to not talk to you, but our conversation has to change. I thought you went to that church. You still doing that? Baby, it ain't the church, it's the Jesus. And if you had that, you wouldn't be worried about what I'm doing. Why? This for three people. I'm finna speak deliverance for you. Watch empty people challenging you about how full you are. People with no car trying to tell you where you need to get your car fixed at. You on final notice at your job trying to tell me how I should be acting at mine. You barely go to church. I'm here every week and you trying to tell me how I should be acting. But when it hits, I'm going to be in the room. Corporate conversations. Second thing we see is communal celebration. Mm-hmm. Thousands were saved and added to the church. And when we move together, God multiplies. He doesn't add. God added to the church daily. God added daily. Because when you get full, you ought to show some. Y'all don't want to say it's communal celebration. The last one is continual acceleration. Because when we do it together, we can do it faster. We're stronger. We're wiser. Because sometimes I'm going to be the mentor, you're going to be the mentee. Sometimes you're going to be the mentor, I'm going to have to be the mentee. Nobody know what we got here with. They just know we came in this thing together. We have to get on one page for God to fill me up. Because when I'm full, I can go get people. Because it's we over me. I want everybody to get what I got. I don't want this thing together. Even if I don't get it, I want us all to get it. We didn't get fooled by myself. We was all in the room together. It's we over. I'm done. There's a young lady had been diagnosed with an autoimmune issue, and she sung in the choir at our church. And one Sunday, she was singing and passed out. Rushed her to the hospital. Young lady fell into a coma, and she's sick. The church calls for prayer. And during these prayer moments that they had every day at a set time, the one rule to the prayer call was, don't ask for nothing for yourself. We coming together to pray for her. One of the guys at the church would go to the hospital every day, lost his job, and still went to the hospital and brought food to the mother and the family every day. One day the mother asked him, I thought they said you lost your job. He said, it's not about me. We doing this for her. I don't care what anything else got going on. I don't care what nobody else talking about. I'm not doing this for me. We doing this. For her diagnosis got worse. Her diagnosis got worse. Weeks went by. Week after week, they began to worry. And one day, an old lady walks into the hospital and says, doctor, whatever it is, she got to get out of here. Because I got enough faith for me and for her. Doctor said, well, ma'am, we don't understand her condition. Why are you acting like she's just going to be all right? Lady says, well, sir, the same thing she got, I had. So I'm going to sit beside her. So every time God comes through the room, he'd have to look at what he did and what he need to do. Come here real quick. I'm done. I promise y'all. The problem with us is that you come to church every Sunday and keep your testimony quiet. Act like you ain't never been filled with nothing. Like you ain't never looked for nothing. Act like God ain't never done nothing. But you ought to come in this place every Sunday like the old saints and say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, do you know where I would be? I could have lost my mind. Some of us can say I did lose it. And you came and found me. You picked me up, turned me around, and placed my feet on a solid ground. I'm not full because everything has been all right. I'm full because he left me empty sometimes. And people that walked out on me because of what I did didn't understand that them leaving me didn't mean he was going to throw me away. Am I the only one that can say I'm not here because it's all been all right? I'm here because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. You think I'm raising my hands? You think I'm opening my mouth because everything has been all right? No, baby, I'm just here acting like I got it together because when we came together, you showed me that deliverance was in the room. Breakthrough was in the room. Manifestation was in the room because when you showed up, I remember what he did for you. I seen what he did for your daddy. I seen what he did for your children. I seen why he kept you when nobody else could. I need two or three people besides myself that'll say, God, I come thanking you for all that you've done for me. And if we get in one place on one accord, I know he will fill the room. Fill the room, fill me up till I overflow. I want to run over. I'm tired of being empty. I want to run over. I want to run over. I want to run over. I want you to fill me up. Yeah. I need you to fill my brother. I need you to fill my sister. I need you to fill my people. I need the people on my road to learn how to shout. Because when I start thanking God for what he's done for me, I need the people on my road to start thanking God for what. I need some people that'll look back over your life and say, I hadn't always been here. I hadn't always had it together. Wait, you looking at me today? I just learned to put this on the other day. I need you to understand that it's a fool on the inside of me. But I thank God that he learned to let me shut him down. Yeah, I'm full, but I ain't all right. Sometimes I act up and everything about me ain't just right. But God, I thank you. Fill the room. Fresh wind. Overflow. Breakthrough. Because when he comes in the room, you don't leave the way you came. Your language ought to change. Your walk ought to change. Your experiences ought to change. The way you look at it ought to change. When he's been in the room. I'm sorry. I'm sick of people acting like he's done his best work already. He's still working on me. And I know it's old. I know we don't like to talk about it no more. But James had a song that said, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Come here, 11. He brought me through the cross. He brought me through the empty tomb. He brought me through fishing on the side of the road. But God, I don't believe you brought me. Because in this season, I need signs and wonders. I need miracles and breakthroughs in this season. Other people might not understand, but God, I need you to do it for me. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you talk about me tomorrow, because everybody that was talking about them on the outside didn't get what them on the inside got. I wouldn't expect you to understand. You ain't been through what I've been through. Your experiences ain't like my experiences, because you think I had to earn this thing. I was just picked. I was picked out to be picked on. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. You thought that this was all about blessings, but baby, I know how far he brought me. Yeah. I learned my fight in the world. I don't believe. Yeah. I don't feel no ways. No, I would be tired, but I wasn't tired. I went to the after party in the world. Why am I worried about what time church in? I used to go to the party after the party. And then go out to eat after the after party and keep the party going. And we would sit around and talk at the dinner, at the breakfast place about how we talked about and what happened at the party. I'm sick of Christians that you don't want to have church ever. Don't want to do church ever. And the only time you want to talk about church is when you're complaining about church. But I need two or three people that'll say, God, I don't feel no ways tight. I come too far from where I started from. I fought through too much hell to get to where I am. I defeated the devil, the witch, the demon, the warlock, the ex, the hex. I got fighting experience on this thing. So when he filled me, he filled the warrior. I would give up, but I don't know how. Yeah, it got to be more in me for this. Yeah, y'all don't want to talk. Y'all didn't come. I'm sorry. I came in on 12. I thought two or three people that would say, God, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Can I? Hold on 1 second, y'all. I need y'all to catch this. It means you can't see how he gonna work it. Whatever you're facing, I don't see how you gonna work it. I don't know when you gonna work it. I really don't know if you're going to work it. I'm not shouting about the how. I'm not shouting about the when. I'm not shouting about the if. Well, Pastor, we unified by fire because none of us know whatever you need from him, how he going to do it. Katina, I don't know when he's going to do it. Tommy, I don't know if he going to do it. You know what I do know? I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I don't know how he going to do it. I don't know when he going to do it. I don't even know if he going to do it. But some on the inside of me, I'm not shouting because he's going to do it. See, I had to get that out the way so you'll understand where I was going. I'm not shouting because he's going to do it. I'm not shouting because of how he going to do it. Mm-mm. I'm not shouting on, I'm going to shout till he do it. I'm shouting because I don't believe he brought me this far. Yeah. Cause see, sometimes what God gave me in my spirit Friday night is sometimes you got to do something new to get to the new level. You were comfortable on your last level. But what God spoke in my spirit Friday is you got to step out to the... You got to take your praise to the next level. For him to see how you going to act when you get to the new level. You was given a generous offering at the last level. On a new level, you're going to be a tither. Last season, you raised your hands. This season, you ought to open your mouth. Last season, you opened your mouth. This season, you ought to cry out. Because you was moving your mouth like you were speaking tongues, but you wasn't filled yet. This season, you're going to have to pray out loud. You have to call out some stuff. Last season, you would stand up. This season, I need you to move your feet. Last season, you was jumping. This season, you ought to dance. Not about what he's doing. Mm-mm. Not about what you need. Because if you get it, Terry, if you go up, I'm going up. If you, Shika, when you pull up, I need to call a friend of mine. I was out of town with a friend of mine, Bishop, and I had a rental car. He didn't have a rental car, but every time my car moved, he was in the car with me. I got mad. Because if you wanted a rental car, you should have got it. Come close. I'm done, y'all. I knew I was going to be longer than I was supposed to be today, but I need you to catch this thing. That in this season, when God pull up with somebody else, that's ours. Because if God, y'all don't want to talk to me. Because if God dropping cars off, I'm going to just touch it. Same grace. I ain't hating. God, same color. Same features. What kind of tires? These same tires. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You looking for a new job? Find somebody with a good job. Just hug, touch their hand and say, same grace. Favor on the job. Promotion. You want a new boo? Find somebody that got a new boo. Same grace. Same anointing. Healthcare plan. Y'all don't want to talk to me. But if none of that hits you yet, You better find two or three anointed people that didn't fought their way through everything that they had. They fought to be everything that they are today. You ought to grab them by the hand and tell them same grace. I saw how you knocked the hell out of that demon last week. I'm just praying that this week this demon get off of me. Same grace. God, fill me up with the same grace. When you was delivering, you didn't get me last time, but I'm sticking with the delivered folks. I know you know the address, and I don't want to shout by myself. I need a communal celebration. I need two or three people that will shout with me before he do it, so we can show him when he do it, he already know what we gonna do. He already knows we trust him to make a way. We already know that everything is gonna be, everything is gonna be all right.
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.